Welcome to Project Versioning for VIPs, Masterclass Level, Ableton Live, Stock Devices Only. This is an advanced workflow lesson for drum and bass, jungle, rolling stuff, the kind of projects where a quick VIP turns into 15 different drops, 3 bass directions, and a folder full of mysterious bounces called Final 2. Today we're fixing that. By the end, you'll have a repeatable system for saving versions, branching VIP ideas without wrecking your main session, doing FASTA and B comparisons that are actually fair, and committing heavy sound design so your CPU doesn't collapse right when the track starts getting good. Alright, first, quick mindset shift. A VIP is not a slightly different export. A VIP is a branch of a track's timeline. It's road testing. It's rebuild energy. It's what if the drop goes jungle? What if it's halftime for 16? What if the bass is nastier but the groove stays identical? And because you're making real structural decisions, you need a system that protects your best version while still letting you go wild. Let's set non-negotiables first, because versioning only works if your project behavior is predictable. Open Preferences, go to Record, Warp, Launch, turn Create Analysis Files on, turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That one matters more than people realize. Because the moment you start printing stems and re-importing audio, Auto Warp can shift your timing and suddenly your VIP feels different for the wrong reason. Set your tempo, say 174. Lock in your sample rate and stay consistent. If you're collaborating or doing video, 48K can be a smart default. Otherwise, 44.1 is fine. The key is, don't change it halfway through a version chain unless you absolutely have to, because you'll create comparison noise. Now we build the trunk. Your master set is the trunk. Everything else is a branch. In your main Ableton set, create a clean structure with groups. Drums as a group, kick, snare, hats or tops, a break channel, and perk, bass group, sub, mid or reese, and maybe a distortion or top layer. Music group for pads, stabs, atmosphere, effects group for risers, impacts, transitions. Then create a prints group, and finally a reference audio track where you can drop in a tune you trust. Why this layout matters. VIPs get messy, but if your routing is consistent, your comparisons are meaningful. You're making creative changes, not accidentally changing gain structure and calling it a better VIP. Add 3 return tracks, stock only. 1. A small drum room reverb, with a high pass around 200 Hz so it doesn't cloud your low end. 2. A dub delay using echo, something like an eighth or dotted eighth, with filtering so it sits back. 3. A parallel smash return using glue compressor and saturator. Think of it as you make it feel like a record fader. You'll blend it, not drown the mix in it. On the master, keep it minimal while you're VIPing. Utility for gain staging, and a limiter is safety with a ceiling around -1 dB. Do not master each VIP differently. If every version has a different loudness curve and different limiting, you'll trick yourself into picking the loudest one. Now the core of this lesson. Naming and saving. You need 2 layers of versioning. The Ableton set files, and the audio prints. For Ableton sets, you're going to use Save Live Set as, consistently. Here's the format. Artist, track name, BPM, key, then V number, then a tag that says why you saved it. So, Cairo Night Runner 174 FM V001 Master.ALS. Then, V002 Drum Taten. Then, V003 VIPA Jungle Switch. Then, V004 VIP Heavier Drop. And here are the rules. Rule 1. You never overwrite master. Ever. Master is your trunk. You can improve it, sure, but you improve it by saving a new version. Master is the reference point that keeps you sane. Rule 2. Version numbers without a reason are useless. The tag is what saves you at 3 a.m. when you can't remember what you changed in V014. If you did a bass rebuild, say it. If you swap drum programming, say it. Now for audio prints, use the same version code. In your project samples area, specially processed or rendered, your bounces should say Night Runner V003 drums print 174.wav, Night Runner V003 bass print 174.wav, Night Runner V003 premaster 174.wav. This way, if someone asks, which VIP is this bounce? You can answer instantly. And if you open an older set, you can find the matching prints without detective work. Next, collect all and save. This is your insurance policy. At key milestones, do file, collect all and save. Especially after resampling a new bass design, consolidating break edits, before sending the project, and before major VIP surgery. because nothing kills momentum like opening a VIP a month later and getting media files missing on the exact break that made the drop work. Now let's talk about branching inside one set, because this is where speed comes from. Sometimes you don't want to duplicate the entire .als yet. You just want multiple drop options you can audition quickly. Go into arrangement view. Add locators across the timeline. Intro, build. Drop A. Breakdown. Drop B. Outro. Now create multiple lanes for the same drop concept. For example, drop a main, drop a VIP A, drop a VIP B. Here's the power move. Keep the bar length identical. If drop A is 32 bars, every variant is 32 bars. That way A and B comparisons are instant. You loop 32 bars, start at the locator, and you're judging the idea, not fighting the timeline. When you build VIP variants, duplicate the region first, then change only what needs to change. That's how you stay scientific. If you change drums, bass, effects, and arrangement all at once, and it's better, you won't know why, and you won't be able to combine the best parts later. Now we hit the advanced workflow. Commit points. DNB VIP work dies from two things: CPU overload and endless tweak syndrome. The cure is committing, on purpose. There are two main commit tools in stock live: freeze and flatten, and resampling. Freeze is your pause the synth button. Flatten is your turn this into audio button. Use these especially on wave-eatable restacks, operator layers, and heavy drum rack chains. The point is not to lock yourself out creatively. The point is to create a stable snapshot so your mix doesn't change every time you nudge a macro. Resampling is where VIPs get fun. Create a prints group, and inside it, make a bass print audio track. Set audio from to your bass group, monitor to in, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of bass phrases. Now you have audio you can mangle without rerunning the entire synth chain. This is the print, then destroy mentality. Once it's printed, you can do reverse hits, tiny warps, chops, call and response edits, and micro fills without the bass patch changing under you. And with stock devices, you've got a lot of destruction tools. Auto filter with envelope movement for bite. Saturator with soft clip for density. Redux very gently for grit. Frequency shifter in tiny amounts for metallic edge. Gate to tighten tails between notes. This is also where you can do live automation passes. Record yourself performing filter sweeps, echo feedback throws, with changes on fills. Then keep the best one bar or two bar moments and reuse them as signature transitions, cross versions. That's how tracks get identity, fast. Now, to keep VIP comparisons fair, you need VIP safe buses. This is huge. On your drums group, use a simple, consistent bus chain. EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, small cut if it's boxy around 250 to 400. Blue compressor for glue, not murder, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Drum bus for snap and weight, but be careful with boom and DNB. Then a utility at the end as a trim. Name that utility something like invariant trim. Same for the bass group. EQ8. Keep low-end mono, high-pass the mid layers around 80 to 120 so the sub stays clean. Saturator with soft clip. Sidechain compression from the kick to keep groove consistent across VIPs. Then another utility called invariant trim. Why the invariant idea matters. If a VIP sounds better because it's louder, you just got lied to. Before you judge any version, trim it to match. Peaks and perceived loudness. This takes 10 seconds, and it prevents hours of choosing the wrong direction. Now let's make your monitoring consistent too. This is an advanced trick, but it's pure gold. Create a monitor audio track. Set audio from to master, monitor to in. Put your listening only tools here. A utility for mono toggle and trim, an EQ8 for quick tilt or low cut checks, and a limiter as safety only. The key is, this chain stays the same across every VIP. Your master stays minimal and consistent, and you don't accidentally improve one version with hidden master tweaks. Now we talk macro arrangement versioning, drop packs and fill banks. Instead of constantly rewriting the entire drop, build small banks of options you can swap in. After every 16 bars, leave yourself a 4-bar fill bank area. Make three ideas: a tight snare fill, a busier one, and a Yunli break edit fill. Audition by muting and unmuting. Then when you choose, consolidate and save a new version. For break editing with stock tools, either slice the break in simpler slice mode, or slice to a new MIDI track. Use the groove pull subtly on tops, not on sub content. And once your edits feel right, consolidate. Consolidate is a commitment tool. It's you saying, this is the rhythm now. Now, when do you stop doing internal variants and clone the whole set? You branch the entire project with Save Life Set as when one idea clearly wins, or when the changes are significant. If you've changed drop bass, drum programming, or arrangement enough that it's basically a different track, it deserves its own .else. So you save as the 011 VIPA Jungle Switch. Then inside that set, you clean house. Delete unused variants, or move them into a muted group called Junkyard. Keep only what supports that direction. Then collect all and save if you pulled in anything external. Now let's print for comparisons, because this is where decisions become fast. Create a print pre-master audio track. Audio from master. Monitor off. Arm it and record 1.5 to 2.5 minutes that includes both drops. Export that file and name it with a version number. Then for A and B inside Ableton, put both pre-master WAVs on 2 audio tracks. Level match them with utility. This is non-negotiable. Then solo toggle between them at the same section. Same bar, same phrase, same loudness. Now you can actually hear what changed. Alright, common failure points. Let's delete them from your life. Number 1. Overwriting the main set. Don't. Save as is your best friend. Number 2. Version numbers with no reason. Add tags, always. Number 3. Not collecting external samples. If you collaborate, archive, or bounce stems, collect all and save. Number 4. Comparing a different loudness. Utility trim before judgment. Number 5. Changing 20 things at once. 1 intent per version. If you want heavier drop and jungle drums, split it into 2 branches. You can recombine later, but you can't unconfuse yourself if everything changed at once. Now I want to give you a coach-level system to prevent VIP sprawl. Decision gates. Add locators named Gate 01 Drums Lock, Gate 02 Bass Lock, Gate 03 R Lock. Every time you commit something, drop a gate. And here's the rule. After a gate, changes must happen only in printed or resampled lanes, or VR and you save as. This stops the nightmare scenario where you tweak a synth patch in version 12 and suddenly your entire mix shifts, and you don't know why. Another pro move. Add a notes plus to do muted group. Inside, put a MIDI track where clip names are your checklist, like fix snare ring or try halftime bar 9. And add an audio track, where you record quick voice memos describing what you're about to do before you do it. Your brain will forget. The project won't. This audio version is shortened for playback.